What's up, y'all? Got a banger from Alpha Central. Let's get straight into it.
How old are you?
13. 13? I mean 14.
Oh, you know his age. All right, bro. So, like, the $1 million question of today is, can I date your mom?
If I can date yours.
Oh, that one there was a violation.
Bro. What a based kid. If I can date yours, mom for mine.
Light bill.
Light bill. You was not in the dark all year long.
And I should have known you was about to do something stupid like that.
Light bill. Merry Christmas.
I swear to God. Cardinal.
You were able to go and get your bald head friends all year long and go to the club with you.
You know what?
Cardinal.
Mozzie, I promise you. Phone deal.
You was able to call your bald head friends all year long. Thanks to me. Merry Christmas.
So you wasted your time to rap all this stuff just to do that? You bet. Rent.
You had a shelf over your head all year long. Thanks to me. Merry Christmas.
Bro just did God's work.
I love that. I love it. That's
my
good.
God.
Y'all told me to just, oh my God. Ladies, calm down.
He must be on some anesthesia or something like that. He's like, ladies, chill out. Chill out. That's funny.
Females be taken serious.
No.
Why not?
Ooh, I love it.
Because there's women like us, natural, that are that have decent jobs that should be taken serious.
I respect that shit. You're one in a million.
Thank you.
Wow, this man
Facts.
Found a...
Just notice her demeanor and how feminine she was. Like, I absolutely love it. There's women out there like that, bro. There are still women out there. There is still hope. There really is.
Where are you trying to eat?
Anywhere, honestly. I'm just really hungry.
That is a trick question there, buddy.
Are you trying to go to Tanner Greens?
Nah. I had that, like, a week ago.
Dude, what me and Cass do is... Because we you know, every guy has to go through this. Every guy has to go through, I'm not hungry. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't. We can eat anywhere. It doesn't even matter. Every guy has to go through this. So here's the hack. There's a couple things you can do. You can be like, hey, I'm thinking of a place. You guess it and we'll go. The first place she guesses, just go there. That one's easy. Or what Cass and I do, because now she knows all the tricks of the trade. So I've got to, you know, switch the game up. So I say, hey, you either pick the type of food you want, American, Asian, whatever. And I'll pick the place, or we'll just go back and forth picking, like, oh, I'll say, you know, this is just an example, Burger King. She says, no, I don't want Burger King. Okay, I'm like, then you have to guess one. She says Wendy's, or you have to pick one. And if I say no, so we basically offer up a place. If the other person says no, then that person has to offer something up until you get to a place. It works for us. It works for us.
You think height matters in a man?
Absolutely.
Let's see it.
No.
You said height matters.
What the f*** is that?
If height really matters,
if height matters, then weight matters. You can't really change your height. Unless you go to Turkey. Which, if you want to get your legs extended cab style, go for it.
He's prosperous. He's making close to $40,000 a year. But what are you laughing at?
You're
laughing
at...
Very, very low income. But it's okay.
You know, what do you think the average income is?
The average minimum is $100,000.
Average minimum, $100K? What? Like barely making it? No, 45 to 50.
Barely making it. In California, especially.
Depending
too.
On race, it's anywhere between, you know, 40 to 60.
That's like minimum wage.
Huh?
Can Are someone in the comments
stupid?
Let me...
That's minimum wage? $100,000? Making six figures is not easy. It took me a long time to be able to make six figures.
I'm going to have to look at the bill when she's with me.
What is that?
Because I'm going to read it out loud.
Ew.
It's $180.
You're paying.
No, you're paying. No, you're paying.
I'm not paying.
Yes, you are.
Oh, that crusted up on her mouth. Ew.
Hey, could someone please...
Not ladylike at all. Your manners are non-existent, baby girl. What is that? Brother, ew.
About a 40-year-old guy dating a 19-year-old chick.
I think it's wrong. No. I think the 40-year-old...
But you think it's okay for her to sell her body online?
Shots fired!
Bro, make this make sense.
Accept responsibility and understand that that is completely not okay.
Okay.
And it's not. She's a full-grown adult, but I don't think it's okay. No.
But I don't think it's okay. Bro, this is so odd to me. You ladies want a man with money. Men don't reach their financial stride till they're 45 to 55. Yet you want a man that makes money, But you want him to be young, handsome, be a corn star in the sheet, six pack, 6 inches, six figures, and other women want him. Ladies, it's impossible to be that when you're young. You can't. Men don't even hit their financial stride till they're well off into their 40s. We have to work for a long time to gain resources, to learn a skill, to be highly educated in a certain field. It takes a long time.
I don't.
But it's okay for a woman to sell herself on only at 18 and get railed on camera for money, but not enter a consensual relationship.
So this is where I just kind of lean on my faith. Sorry, hot.
Lean on your faith? What?
Stupid.
Take, but my faith, no, I don't think it's ever worth putting yourself out there to the internet. I do not believe in that, but that's okay. A personal thing. You do you, make your money. But no, I think they're both wrong.
I would like to chime in and just let y'all know, I made more money from my sugar daddy than I did from my full-time job that I have a college degree for.
There's no respect in that.
Exactly. No, same. No, me as well. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, you as well? You have a sugar daddy?
Absolutely. So.
Does your sugar daddy lean on faith?
Shots fired!
So I did the same thing, but I will say that my experience as a 24-year-old having a sugar daddy and a 19-year-old having a sugar daddy were very, very different. And I think that I made better decisions as a 24-year-old than I did as a 19-year-old.
What? But you still have a sugar daddy, dude.
Stupid.
I love it how she tried to get...
Bro, this is insane. You can't make this stuff up. The stories write themselves. The mental gymnastics that it takes to rationalize that is crazy work.
No.
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 No. No.
Ben?
No. No.
Why?
Nobody.
But men own all the bars that you're going to. Men own the factories that make the clothes that you're wearing. Men own the salons where you get your hair cut. Men keep the water running. The electricity pumping. They created your phone, even. Like, this is crazy to me that they think they really don't need men.
Needs men!
The drinks you're drinking are owned by a man's company. The clothes exactly. You wear is owned by a man's company. Men built the streets that you're walking on. They built and designed the house that you're gonna go home to. They're the reason that you have electricity, have gas for your car, a working plumbing system for when you push out your smelly, gluten-free, feminist, man-hating sh- Every aspect of your life is catered to by men, designed by men, run by men, for your convenience. Your biological clock is tick tick talking away. But enjoy listening to Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift while you're at it. That's super tough.
Let these.
You know what's so funny to me is that women will absolutely love Taylor Swift when she ain't picked a good man in like her whole life. Like we're supposed to listen to Taylor Swift on who to pick for a presidential candidate, but she couldn't pick the right boyfriend for 10 years.
Shots fired!
Like all of her music is about breakups, bro. None of it's about good, nice relationships. It's all about failed relationships. It's crazy to me.
You would date. Not even ideal. I kind of guys you would date. What percent of America do you think they'd be?
Ooh. 0.2?
0.2% of America would be the kind of guys you date?
Yes.
All right. Can we put that to the test?
Sure.
Does the guy want kids?
Yes.
All right. Yes. What is the minimum age you would go?
22.
What is the oldest you would go?
28.
28. All right. What is your minimum height?
6'2".
Oh, see, right? That's what gets him every time.
Yeah,
right there.
The 6'2", that's rough.
What is the maximum height?
6'4".
6'4". Wow, all right.
I'm telling you, small range.
Super yeah. Range. She's literally just like, all right, you got to be like literally this exact guy I'm thinking of. Exactly this height,
exactly
this right. Age. Yeah. All right, minimum income.
For a year, 65.
60, okay.
Okay, at least she's fair on that.
That's rational. The rest is, you're crazy, but the yeah. And can he smoke or no? Either?
Not either, yeah.
Can he drink or no?
Yes.
Either? I'm guessing we're excluding married men. Would you date a married guy or no?
No.
No. And obese.
What about fat guys? Yeah.
Guys?
Oh, would you say obese?
Could you date an obese man or no?
Probably not.
Damn it. All right. So obese, yes. All right. Let's find out. Your percent of guys are? So you said 0.2% of the guys looking for.
Yeah.
Can Only you read 0.02?
This? 0.02? Tip the camera.
0.024.
0.02%. It's one tenth. Of what she expected. How crazy is that? So there's only, in America, there's only 39,595 guys who meet your description.
With those guys.
And that doesn't mean that they could be gay. They could be straight. They could be wanting to be single. They could be want to relate. You know what I mean? Like these women don't realize that their standards are so ridiculously out of range of what's realistic. And it's wild to me that when they do this calculator, they're like, oh, there's no way I could still find a guy. 6 foot, six pack, six figures? No, baby girl, no. You know that song? It's like, I want a guy in finance, 6'5", blue eyes, trust fund, blah, blah, blah. This chick did the math, and there's only 14, I think there's only 14 men, if I can remember right, 14 men in the entire United States that fit that description. 14. It would be impossible to find a guy like that. And that's because navigating the dating scene can be absolutely brutal, but so can dealing with the aftermath of an accident. Have you ever been involved in a personal injury case? Over the years as an image consultant, I've worked with many clients recovering from workplace accidents, car accidents, and more. And I was actually shocked to learn how often people lose their personal injury cases. That's why I want to talk about Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. They specialize in a wide variety of personal injury cases, and they've won thousands of big cases. And if you end up working with them, they're going to fight for the money that you deserve. Just recently, Morgan & Morgan solidified verdicts in Florida of $12 million and $26 million in Philly. That's up to 40 times the highest insurance offer. And I'm telling you, your case could be worth millions. If you've been injured in an accident, don't wait. You can go visit www.forthepeople.com/Levi, found in the description below, to start your free claim today. Y'all know what time it is. We're going to try something new today. We're going to see if in between each treat, I can tell him to wait. So we'll see. Can we get some freeze in the chat? Loki, free. Wait. Free. Wait. Free. He did it. I'm like a proud dad back here. Good job, buddy. I can't believe he actually did it. I've never tried that, so that was a new one for me.
Making a man wait while her 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 previous partner she slept with on the first or second date
is... why I always say, bro, if she's making you wait, another dude hit it on the first date. Shibba Anaya should have bought a Honda, put it on a frickin' t-shirt.
Like me going to McDonald's, everyone in the restaurant paid $1 for a cheeseburger. There's three people in line ahead of me. They all pay $1 for a cheeseburger. Then I get to the front of the line, ask for a cheeseburger, and the clerk looks at me and says, it's $1,000 for you.
It's $1,000?
Sir.
Then don't pay.
Exactly. Let's see, I got more.
She just walked into that. What an idiot, bro.
Or it's more like she sees the logical...
Like, bro, she walked straight into that. Had no idea that she just got ate up.
Aww. Thank you. Okay. Are you opening the door for me?
Even the nice guys have to put on the back.
I was at a restaurant the other day, and I opened up the door for Cass. Opened up the door for her, let her in, opened the door. I ordered for her. Very chivalrous in that regard. And then when we were leaving, an old couple came up to me and like this old guy tapped my shoulder. And I was like, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who this guy is. I was like, yes, sir. What can I do for you? He goes, I just want to say, I love seeing men take care of their women like you did. He's like, that is so old school. And this guy's old. He's probably like 65, 70 and his wife is there. And he's like, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he was just like, it's so nice to see young men that are chivalrous like that and then take care of their women. And I was like, bro, I got your back like a chiropractor. You know, I'm the man for the J-O-B. But it was really cool. Him and his wife were like giving me kudos for courting Cass and being chivalrous. And it was just because, you know, most of the time you do that just for you or your wife. And I'm not doing that for anybody else. I'm doing that because I take care of Cass. But it was actually very nice for someone to approach me and say, hey, I noticed that you're doing that. It's really cool. So I don't know. I just want to share that with you guys.
Before I head out then, y'all want to weigh ourselves?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
First you, how much you weigh, ma'am?
Probably like 108.
108?
That's
about
I weigh too.
What?
Stop the cap.
Wait,
I'm 108. Right. I'm guessing 108, 130. Go.
Hold this.
Shit. 135.
Can I take my boots off?
She said she weighs 108. 30 shoes too. Oh, 114.
Okay. Hey, with shoes and clothes and everything, I'll give her that 108.
That was my freshman fight class.
Wait. Can I?
In boxing.
Should I take my boots off or leave them on?
No, leave them on.
Wait, okay. I don't weigh myself. I'm wearing.
Hold on.
No, it's my turn.
How much you say you weigh?
I think like 108 too. 108, that was the last time I did it.
Alright, go for it.
Scared, I'm gonna weigh
you like said you weigh 108?
Something like that.
114?
Wait, it's my boots, bro.
Yeah, yeah. No, the boots and everything. Yeah, with the clothes.
Bro, it's the beer.
You, bitch.
Better start doing the weight test more.
I mean, that's still, 114 is actually still really good. So I got to give it to those ladies. Like 114, not bad for a woman. They look like they're at least 5'7 to 5'9. That's not bad at all, bro.
shaming me about my beard. You didn't say anything. Then as soon as I said something about weight, you want to say something. How come?
Because you're meant to be a man.
Hold on a minute. I'm supposed to take disrespect.
No, I'm not. Above that.
Taking disrespect for some dead thing. Allow it. Some fat girl disrespecting me. Allow it, man. I'm not coming here to have this. No, it's not lowering myself. I don't know this girl from nowhere, and she thought she could come and disrespect my beard. Fuck, you look like Miss Piggy.
But did you have you?
Shots fired!
He said you look like Miss Piggy.
Yeah, but why
how dare you? The treadmill, how dare you? No. You see the size of your thighs? No, fun the thighs.
That's a bad thing? Yes!
You think that's a bad thing? Yeah, yeah, being overweight, being obese is a bad thing. Yeah. Well, this is something I've noticed, that men have to tolerate disrespect where women don't have to. And the thing is, most of the time, I believe that if a man talked to a woman the way a woman talks to a man, boy, women would be up in arms. They'd just be crying.
Can't believe he said that to me.
Like, women feel so comfortable shaming men, but then men can't shame women. It's like, y'all wanted equality. Let's open it up. Let's open it up. Why do we always got to be the respectful one and have the moral high ground?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I like your face.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I was just wondering, does my hair look okay?
Yeah, it looks fine. You got some in your teeth, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you get it out?
I'm not going to dig in your mouth for you, but...
Okay, well, can I dig in your contact list and get your number?
No, I'm sorry. I have a girlfriend.
Cool. Never mind, then. Have a good one.
You could tell from his butt.
I mean, it was not bad. It was not bad, but... As men, we understand that women do this. There's something going on. There's something fishy. We can smell it. It's in the water. It's like, is that tuna? Because women never do this. Women never approach, bro.
How do you keep so cool?
Air conditioner.
Well, I think it's because Johnny Depp has just been in a lot of scenarios where you have to be extremely vulnerable. And I don't know if you noticed this, chat, but the more you put yourself in scenarios where you're nervous, vulnerable, or you are exposed to humility, it helps you be more comfortable with yourself. I always say chase the anxiousness. Chase the things that make you nervous. When's the last time you got butterflies? Think about it. When's the last time you had something flowing through your veins that made you feel excited? My last one was when I was on campus. When I was doing the ACU thing, walking around, I was like, I feel alive again. Feeling anxious. I'm around people. It's unpredictable. Like, I have a sense of humility. I might get humbled. I got kicked off campus. Like, a lot of those things add up and cultivate and or, like, culminate. And so it's like, man, this is pretty cool. And then that's why I started doing the IG Lives, because it's off the cuff. It's, you know, I have to be on my feet. I have to ask questions. I have to listen. So it's like, find something that makes you nervous, and don't be nervous, be at their service, but find something that gives you a little bit of that anxiousness and that nervousness, and then fall right into it. So that way you can get used to it. That's why I think Johnny Depp is probably so cool, calm, and collected, because he's been in the spotlight for a really long time. When you're exposed to those situations over and over and over and over and over, it helps you be a little bit more calm. Chat, put one in the chat if you agree.
Baby, come on. You searching for flowers. I'm about to leave you. Come on, I'm literally gonna leave you. I'm literally gonna leave you. I'm literally leaving you. No. No. Come on. Get in. Get in the car. Get in.
Why are you being like...
And we're not stopping to pick flowers, honey.
I told you, when I say I'm ready, let's go. You've been picking flowers for like 20 minutes, baby. Are you crying?
But I said wait!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you like that. I wasn't gonna leave you.
At least you got your little flowers.
What? All that time for this?
Look, he's got place.
That's why I say women grow old, they never grow up, bro.
Shots fired!
What in that, bro? What in the HE double hockey sticks is that, bro? Girls get rejected by every race. This is from the Discord. Let's see what we got here.
We want this. We love this. We need this. But this.
Single mom.
Sorry.
Big back, big back.
Wrong one.
Yeah, we don't need this.
As a member of the African American community, we would like to humbly decline your offer. Since you don't want your own race, maybe the Hispanics will take you instead. So sorry, you have been declined.
Thank you for the referral on that, but the Hispanic community, we're going to have to pass on that. You could check the Asians, though.
As a representative of the Asian community, after careful consideration, unfortunately, we cannot take her. She will also be banned from ever taking out Chinese again. Though, we will offer her up to the Indians.
After a not-so-thorough examination and as a member of the Indian community, we would also like to humbly deny this offer. Maybe the Egyptians would be interested.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but there's no way. Gotta pass this one back to the white boys.
No.
No.
Oh my god.
That's good. I think I've seen that one. That reminds me of that, you know, remember that Dave Chappelle skit where they're like selling Tiger Woods? I think it was selling Tiger Woods or the Wu-Tang Clan. Bro, that clip. Man, dead and gone are the days of Chappelle's Show. But then Key and Peele came out, and it felt like they were just kind of doing Chappelle's Show. You know what I mean? It's that's what it felt like. Just the skits were hilarious. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Loki, did you have a good time today?
I had a great time, Father. I just want more treats.
Of course you do. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to visit levinix.com for all your merch, stickers, and ebooks. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. I will see you guys tomorrow, man. Peace.